请大家同心默祷。阿门。
阿门。
啊，奉主耶稣圣名，我们我试着我们来看看，用另外角度来看看那个开卷之后所发生的事情。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we start continue our Bible study.
我们看第五章。
Let's look at chapter 5 of Revelations.
哎，早上我们有看到了哈，坐宝座右手中有书卷。
We have seen the right hand of him who sits in the throne with a scroll written in his hand.
这个书卷就是末世的那个计划书。
The scroll is a blueprint of the end time.
那在这里蛮神很节俭哦。
So here is a very short description.
神不会浪费了。
God will not waste anything.
我看到这个就记起小时候。
And I remember something from my childhood.
小时候你这张纸写完要换过来那边要写啊，不可能说你写完一面就丢掉。
When I was young, we would write on both sides of the paper, not to waste the paper.
现在人有人一张白纸写两三个字就丢了。
And nowadays, some people may write a few words and then throw away the piece of paper.
你看神的这个书卷计划书是，里外都写字的。
And so we can
就是两面写的。
That in the blueprint of God, the scroll is written on both sides, and so God does not waste anything either.
很节省又很环保啊。
God is very frugal.
是不是这样子？
He is also very green.
有一个概念，就是神的末世的书卷计划书是两面写的。
So this is one concept we'll remember is that blueprint of God is written on both sides.
当然你会继续联想了哈。
And so we can continue to think.
十诫是两个板子嘛，对不对？
That there's two tablets of ten commandments.
你的十诫是这边写五个，这写五个吗？
Do you think that the tablets were written five commandments on one side and five commandments on the other side?
不是。
No.
照神的那个习惯是环保并且那个什么节省的是两边都写。
If we think that God is frugal, he would write on both sides.
这个知道吗？十诫是两块滑板，但是是两块滑板是两边都写。
So we can imagine.
不是写一边，我们常常都是两滑板，这边五条，这边五条，这不对的。因为那你这边没有写啊。
That both tablets
是两边写。
Should have inscriptions on both the front and back.
好，旧约这样子，新约这样。
And so it is the same in the Old Testament, New Testament.
旧约是，当然你给小朋友看，当然是你不可能画出后面这边嘛，所以只好一边而已啊。其实神都是两边写。
So if you teach in class, you probably show only one side for simplicity, but in real life, probably God wrote on both sides.
十诫两块滑板也是两边写。
And so the two tablets of the Ten Commandments are written on both sides.
末世神经纶的这个书卷也是两面写。
And the scroll of the end time is also written on both sides.
有时候我现在写一边，要丢掉不行啊，赶快换过来再写。
So now whenever I write, I always want to make sure I don't waste the paper. I write on both sides.
我这是两边都写啊，你们给我的这个功课表我这边写啊。
I wrote my sermon notes on the back of a schedule.
这是你们发给我的吗？要做什么？几点几分
？A schedule that was sent to me.
那看完不能丢啊，因为这边还没写，就赶快又来写了。
So I folded in eight sides, so I can write on eight sides.
好了，这只是让我们知道啊。那完了之后，这个书卷要解，要把它用七个印着。
And so this scroll is locked by seven seals.
当然主耶稣把它开了。
But Jesus Christ has opened it.
开了之后我们就来看开前，今天只能讲前面六个开印的情形。
We can only talk about the first six seals.
好，那就从第六章开始。
And starting with chapter six.
在座有没有慕道者？
有
啊，那我们可能就不讲这个。
No, 没关系，他是 Christian.
不是哦，这个，要信主要信久一点才能够听。为什么？因为布道会，我们就讲布道会的道理都讲一面而已啦， 说老实，都想信而受洗必然得救，只讲这个。
Because in the evangelical sermons, we always say that those who believe shall be saved.
你来信，哇，会祝福。有病的，耶稣是大医生，医治。那有那个现在忧郁症、躁郁症的，耶稣也是心理医生来。
And if you have any depression, God will heal you of your depression. God will bring blessings upon you and your family.
那来信接受福音到天国。
So come and be blessed.And receive the salvation of heaven. And that is the end of the evangelical sermon. And then you'll come to be baptized.
下一步是慢慢再讲。
But then we'll start to discuss something else.
不信就被定罪。
That if you do not believe, you will be cursed.
我们一般都讲耶稣是什么？让耶稣是带来平安喜乐，对不对？
So we often emphasize that Jesus brings peace and joy.
你布道会绝对不会说耶稣是放火的。
You never say that Jesus is one who sets fire.
耶稣要放火，放一把火把你们烧了。
That Jesus actually will set fire and burn us.
耶稣，你这不也不会听到说耶稣就是让你不太平，让你打架的。
Never mention that Jesus actually is coming to bring divisions among our families and our society.
这些是给那些受洗人听的。
And this is for those who have been believers for a while.
因为你已经跑不掉了。
Because you cannot run away.
我们这次教会也是这样子的。
And so this is our approach in the True Jesus Church.
先，对不对？这是成长，要让你长大的那个过程啊。
And so this is the way for you to grow.
当然树你站下去，你不可能怎么样。有时候把它盖起来啊，不然晒太阳好啊，但是你一晒这个小树那个会死哦。
Just as you plant a little sapling, you will shield it and protect it.
当它长大了，你一直盖不行啊，让它吹风下雨。
As a tree grows, you won't need to cover it any longer.
所以我们讲别的好了。
And so we'll discuss something else.
对对，没关系，真的不是讲的。如果有什么后遗症，我不负责哎。我是讲真的，有一些道理不能乱讲，不是说乱讲了，就是要看场合讲。但是都是圣经的啦，不会，你总不能布道会说耶稣放火者那个还得了？那个你还没讲到一半他就跑掉了。我来是要平安，我就家里不平安，你来说耶稣放火，我回去看看耶稣不是把我家烧了。So
we avoid these topics during evangelical sessions, but now we would like to move deeper.
可以。
That's
好了，那我们就因为时间不多了，我们看第六章。
Let's look at chapter 6.
这个开印了哈。
And we open the seal.
我简单讲，这个大家都很熟。第一印开的时候。
When the first seal is opened.
四活物有一个活物叫如雷说：“你来。”
There is four living creatures and a voice like thunder saying, Come and see.
你来看。
Come and see.
那谁来看呢？
Who comes and sees?
谁看呢？
Who is there to see?
约翰看到。
It's Apostle John.
我就看看。
And so I looked.
有一匹白马。
And behold, a white horse.
马，如果我们看那个撒迦利亚书哈。
We see the book of Zechariah.
你可以记下来哈，因为现在如果我们再一个一个这样慢慢弄的话，我看第一印都没讲完就已经下课了。
We will not turn to the verses because we're running out of time.
在撒迦利亚书也有四马。
There is also four horses mentioned in the book of Zechariah.
那四匹马有不一样的颜色。
And those four horses also had different colors.
那这四匹马都是神的工具。
And these four horses are all the vessels of God.
在那个撒迦利亚书第一章
Zechariah chapter 1,
你从第七节看到十一节
from verse 7 to 11,
那最后这些马还有骑马的都回来报告了。
And all the riders of the horses and the horses will come to report to the Lord.
十一节最后说我们已经在遍地走来走去，全地都安息平静。
We have gone throughout the earth and found the whole world at rest and peace.
所以四匹马都是神的使者。
And so all four horses were messengers of God.
第六章。
In chapter 6 of Revelations.
有四车配四马。
Zechariah chapter 6, it talks about the four chariots to match up with the four horses.
红黑白斑点
The red, the white, the black, and the dappled.
那他们去各个不同的方向。
They all went to the different corners of earth.
这些都是神的使者哈，
神差出去的。Are also the messengers of God.
那回来之后。
And after they have returned,
北方的安慰了神的心，第八节最后哈。
And the end of verse 8 says, the one from the north has comforted the heart of God.
Okay, 所以一个观念，马是工具。
So that we know that there is a concept that the horse is a vessel of God.
用颜色来代表这个马的，马是一样的哈，它本质是一样的，白马也是马，红马也是马。只是它表征的不一样，但是它的内在是一样的，都是马就是神的工具。
The essence of these horses are they are all servants of God, but the colors represent the different characters or traits of the horses.
马是一致的。
The horse is the same.
本质一样。
Essence is the same.
只是颜色来表达不可能不同的一个表现。
So the colors are to represent different things that they do.
那启示录我们是以神的国为来读启示录的基础，就是以神的国，以教会论，以教会来看启示录。
So we are now studying the book of Revelations from foundation of the perspective of the church.
白马跟红马的之间的差别只是颜色，不在于它的本质。
So the white and the red horse.Difference is not the essence, but their color.
好，这样可以吗？可以解释这个要慢慢的，你啊，如果这样解释不通的话，那我们就另外讲别的，不然那太麻烦了。因为只有半小时而已啊，就讲到你头晕，这个就不好了。好，那这个白马呢，就是一个很基础的，是开印之后的。第一件神的工具出来。
So Revelation chapter 6 talks about the opening of the first seal and the white horse appears.
那早上我们谈到第七章，这是讲真耶稣教会。
And we have mentioned that the white horse represents the church, the true church of God.
因为从东方。
Because he comes from the east.
这是地点。
And this is one point.
讲他是带圣灵。印这个从圣经看一致的啦，就是应许的圣灵。
He brings the seal, which is the Holy Spirit.
那从他的本质跟他的地点可以印证，这是真耶稣教会。
From his characteristics of location of East and also his essence of seal that is representing the true Jewish church.
所以从第七章可以来解释第六章的第一节。
So we can use Revelation chapter 7 to explain Revelation chapter 6 verse 2.
那也可以从《使徒行传》的终了来解释这里。《使徒行传》的终了就是说保罗的预言哈，以后这个要怎么样？这个福音要，这个福音已经传给外邦，他们以后要来接受。
So we can continue from where it was left off in the Book of Acts, where Paul prophesied that one day the Gentiles will come to believe as well.
也就是说，从保罗在从《使徒行传》28:28的预言，可以印证说，以后有一个外邦的教会要出来。
So we can see from Acts 28:28 that one day there will be a messenger that sent a church from the east that will be sent.
那这个教会也是外邦人的教会。
It is a church from the Gentiles.
对，这个我们早上已经讲了一个小时了哈。
So we spoke about this in the morning.
就是所谓的外邦人教，就是不是犹太人的教会。
When we mention Gentiles, it means any non-Jew.
好，把这些总合起来，第一个马就是应该是真耶稣教会。
So we can infer that the white horse represents the true church.
那这个马就是真耶稣教会了哈。
And so white horse represents true Jesus church.
那这个马，白色的马就是。出现的真耶稣教会，他这个马一直在跑啊，跑到十九章还在跑。
And this white horse continues to appear and run from chapter 6 all the way to chapter 19.
当然他拿着弓。
And he brings with him a bow.
在打仗的时候，古时候最厉害的就是弓。
And the ancient times.
有弓就有箭了，这连在一起的。
A bow and arrow were the greatest weapons of warfare.
美国打那个中东战争也是伊拉克，他是不是先派陆军去？不是，他派那个什么军海军做什么？打飞弹，打。这个弓就是古代的飞弹。
To the ancients, the bow represents their greatest weapon, which is like the bombs of instrument bombs that are used today in modern warfare.
你还没接触到敌人，就把敌人射死了。
And you will shoot them to death before you even see them.
这个冠冕是十二章那个冠冕。
And so this crown is the crown from chapter 12.
十二章如果以后看到十二章，那是教会。
And this crown refers to the church.
那出来呢，是一直得胜。
And as it comes out, it continues to be victorious, conquering wherever it goes.
你看中文说出来胜了又要胜，你不要有时候胜两次。
And so when you see
胜了然后又再胜一次，不是。
Victory upon victory doesn't mean that it's two victories.
不是，不是。
It says conquering and to conquer.
是什么意思？
He went out conquering and to conquer.
就是一直要得胜。
It means that he will continue to be victorious.
所以这是得胜的基础的真主教会。
And so this is the fundamental basic, which is the true Jesus Church.
也是末世救恩的真主教会。
Which is the salvation.
也是得胜的真主教会。
The victorious true Jesus Church at the end time.
到最后呢，十九章也这个白马也出现。
Again, this white horse appears in chapter 19 of Revelation.
主耶稣就骑在这个马上。
And Jesus rides on this horse.
然后呢？天上的众军也骑着白马，第十九章十四节。
We can see in chapter 19, verse 14, that the armies of heaven are also riding on this white horse along with Jesus Christ.
好，真耶稣教会一出来就是一直得胜的，到现在一样。
And so, True Jesus Church has been conquering souls ever since its appearance.
再来看第二个马。
Let's look at a second horse.
我们既然是以教会为主了。
So coming from perspective churches.
所以也是同样这个马。
Again, it is a horse.
马就是主耶稣所用的工具。
A horse is an instrument of God.
那我们念一下第二节到第四节。
Let's read chapter 6, verse 2 to 4.
第三节四节，六章三节四节。
Chapter 6, verse 3 and 4.
来，预备起。揭开第二印的时候，我听见第二个活物说：“你来，我就另有一匹马出来，是红的，有权柄给人那骑马的，可以从地上夺去太平，使人彼此相杀，又一把大刀赐给他。”好，我们先来看马太福音第十章三十二节。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 32.
马太福音十章三十二节。
Matthew chapter 10 verse 32. Whoever acknowledges me before men, I will also acknowledge him before my Father in heaven.
三十三节。
Verse 33. But whoever disowns me before men, I will disown him before my Father in heaven.
三十四节。
Verse 34. Do not suppose that I have come to bring peace to earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword.
我们布道会我还没有听过，我自己有没有了布道会一开始第一天就讲就念三十四节然后开始来布道。
I don't think we ever introduced the verse of 34 in an evangelical service.
你说耶稣，你不要想耶稣来叫地上太平啊。
I do not think that Jesus came into the world to bring peace.
耶稣来是叫地上不太平啊。
Jesus came to bring divisions with a sword.
要叫地上动刀兵啊。
And so that they would lift up their swords and fight.
一信耶稣就铿铿锵锵，就那个刀兵就杀起来了。
And so there will be divisions in the family and warfare.
大刀就来了，砍下来。
For those who believe in Jesus Christ.
我看他往上溜了，想说，我坐错地方了，这个怎么？
So,
是这耶稣讲的喽。
But this is the word of God.
耶稣说：“你不要想我来这里叫地上太平，叫他动刀兵。”有刀就拿刀，有什么剑就拿剑，互相杀。
Jesus actually brought not peace but a sword.
好，接下来你就看到是家庭的革命了。
And you see the crisis in the family in verse 35.
那路加福音也是这样子哦。
And we also see this in the book of Luke.
12章。
Chapter 12.
49节。
Verse 49.
路加福音12章49节。
Luke chapter 12 verse 49. I have come to bring fire on earth and how I wish it were already kindled.
好，耶稣说我来要把火丢在地上。
Jesus said, "I come to bring fire and earth to kindle it."
那如果烧起来了，哎，是我希望的。
That if the fire becomes kindled, this is what I wish.
五十节也一样喽。
And verse 50 also says the same thing.
五十一节。
Verse 51.
也同样的，说你以为我来要叫地上太平啊？不是，叫人纷争。
Do you think I come to bring peace on earth? No, I tell you, but division.
这些教会出来了。
So now this has been released.
教会开始传福音了。
So as the church continues to preach,
白马的以白马为主的继续到最后。
The white horse continues the passage.
相伴的第二印一开。
And the second seal was opened.
另外一种的形象的马又出来，就是颜色不一样的。
The red fiery horse appears.
白马走到那里，黑马、红马已经跟着。
It also goes out in path following the white horse.
红马在哪里
？And where is the red horse?
最基础的红马在你家。
The red horse appears in your home.
对不对？你看耶稣讲的，你不要把红马送到阿拉伯世界，送到大陆，送到台湾，送到美国，送了不用了。红马在哪里？不要看世界，你家可能就有了。
The red horse,
刚刚耶稣有讲过了。
The division is not only in the Middle East, China or Taiwan. It is in your own home.
红马在哪里？
Where is the red horse today?
也可能在神的家。
It could be in the house of God.
这是红的时代。
And this is time of red.
但是不要忘记，在红马跑的时候，白马也是在跑啊。
Don't forget though.
你要对白马有信心，它是跑到底的。红马是。就是半途出来的。
That as the red horse appears, the white horse continues its course to a victorious end.
哪里没有白马，那里就没有红马。
Wherever there is no white horse, there will be no red horse.
因为是它是第二印，总是慢一步啊。
Because it is the second seal, it will be lagging behind a white horse.
所以你看，无论在哪里哈。
So no matter where you are.
有纷争
，There shall be division.
你不用怕
，Do not be afraid.
这是正常的
，This is normal.
但是白马一定是跑到底
，But the white horse shall retain its end of victory.
我们看那个末世，耶稣在讲末世最难过的，不是什么地震啊，或是什么天灾啊，不是啦。
So the most greatest tribulation in end time is not just the earthquakes or the natural disasters.
你把那个马太福音二十四章主耶稣讲末世的道理，你把它分析一下。
If you carefully study Matthew chapter 24, the end time according to Jesus.
你把它用两个层面来分析。
If you study it from two different viewpoints.
其实属灵的比属世的多一倍以上啊。
The spiritual scourge is greater than physical.
我们看二十四章哦。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 24.
马太福音二十四章。
Matthew 24.
耶稣一开始讲回答那个世界末了的预兆的时候，第三节，请念一下。
Verse 3 is Jesus was sitting on the Mount of Olives. The disciples came to him privately.
那他们就问了哈。
Tell us, they said, when will this happen? What will be the sign of the coming and of the end of age?
好。什么样的预兆呢
？And so, what will be the sign of your coming?
第四节
，verse four.
最主要的第四节，耶稣回答说
，And the most important is mentioned in verse four when Jesus answered.
好，请念。
Watch out that no one deceives you.
嗯哼。
For many will come in my name, claiming I am Christ.
所以耶稣一讲就说，免得有人迷惑你们。
Jesus said to watch out that no one deceives you.
这个迷惑就会引起争吵。
Any deception will cause divisions.
也是，如果 你看那个第三章 第二章第三章七教会里面，其实这个字一个很重要的一个关键字，迷惑。
If you study Revelation chapter 2 and 3, you'll see that the word deception is one of the crucial keywords there.
一迷惑就打仗了。
Once you have deception, there will be war.
接下来你看那个冒耶稣名来的。
And then you'll see the false prophets.
当然这当中我们讲的最多就是什么国攻打国，民攻打民，其实这是一点点而已，还有饥荒地震，这都是起头而已啦。
So in verse 7 talks about nation against nation, kingdom against kingdom, famines and earthquakes in various places. But this is just the beginning and it is nothing.
你看第十节之下。
In verse 10,
重复的就是假先知迷惑第十一节。
But the most important thing is that people's faith will turn and there will be appearance of false prophets to deceive.
二十四节。
And verse 24.
假基督假先知。
There will be false Christ and false prophets.
大神迹。大奇事
appearing and performing great signs and miracles
显明的迷惑
to deceive even the elect、
所以在其实末世最严重的是迷惑
so the most serious consequence of the end time is the deception
我常在想、
and so I often consider
如果最厉害的那个武器一来一下子 就过去了说哇一下子死掉了感谢神了你不是我们不是在唱吗天过四个Heaven is a happy day, 嘛，对，要去 happy day， 你还苦，还讲不好啊。
So I often consider that if the greatest weapon came, let's say a nuclear bomb, one moment and you'll be gone, and then we'll be in heaven.
这个不是最重要的。
It doesn't seem that this tribulation is that great.
那所以红马在哪里
？And so. We consider a greater trial.
照耶稣刚讲的，就在你家了。
Deception, which is the red horse, and it is in your own home, in the church of God.
因为耶稣来了。
Because when Jesus comes,
耶稣让他不太平。
That there will be unrest and
这是一个考验。
And no,
你看七教会里面哈，那个就是第二章、第三章，一个很大的考验就是什么样？迷惑。
And that is the test and trial.
末世的迷惑。
You see that the test and trial, the end time, which is deception occurring again and again in the seven churches, according to Revelations chapter 2 and 3.
好，那这个可以继续再看嘛，哈。那我们现在要看第三印了。
Now we shall study the third seal.
来，我们再念一次吧。
We'll read verse 5 and 6 together.
好，预备起。揭开第三印的时候。我听见第三个活物说你来我就观看见有一匹黑马骑在马上的手里拿着天平我听见在四活物中似乎有声音说一钱银子买一升麦子一钱银子买三升大麦有何酒不可糟蹋这是怎么样一个世代
And what age is this?
是怎么样一个时候
And what generation is this?
用天平来评粮食
To use a pair of scales to measure food.
中文是天平嘛。当你看到天平一般你去现在已经什么东西都比较细了。古时候我小时候乡下人在买那个地瓜的时候现在不能的，因为现在地瓜很贵。以前那个是养猪的。
So when I was little,
不晓得讲什么菜啊，你可能没有办法。以前如果卖地瓜，不会用天平去评呐。
When I was young, that they would use sell market items using scales, but some things would never be using scales, such as yams, which is too heavy.
我不知道这里了。德国人主食是马铃薯。
Yams are a primary staple in Taiwan, but also here in Germany, potatoes is a primary staple.
你去超级市场，绝对那个马铃薯不会放在架上面。
You will never see the sack of potatoes on a scale.
一定是放在超级市场很角落的那个整大堆，因为有时候一袋五公斤，我放在上面会炸死人了。
They would put the sacks of potatoes in the corners because they're so heavy.
那如果你去买新鲜的，也不可能用那个天平来评，一定要称。
If you were to buy fresh,
你想要天平是卖药材的啦，卖金子的啦。
You never use scales. The only time you use scales is probably for jewelry and for things that are very precious and expensive.
中药材店才会用。
Or Chinese medicine, you would use scales.
所以是斤斤计较。
So it is something that requires a lot of careful weighing.
结果你去农家买那个马铃薯，买到最后他有时候还那个什么，他看你买很多嘛，最后还送你好几斤就送你了。
So in Germany, if you actually buy a lot of potatoes, they will give you even more free potatoes.
你是金子店，你买完金子，他不会说哦，再送你一个。
But if you buy gems, they would not give you more gems as a freebie.
那这个是什么时代呢
？And so, what kind of a generation is this?
一钱银子买一升麦子。
That a denarius will buy one quart of wheat.
也就是。一钱银子是说一个人做一天的工的工价。
Denarius represents the day's wage for a worker at a time.
你出去在当时你做工一天的工价说一钱银子。
At that time, in the apostolic time, if you go out, one denarius will be the pay for one day.
如果当时白领阶级的一钱银子，你做一天一钱银子，你就买一升麦子，因为你没有很体力很花费很大嘛。麦子比较贵，所以你做一天工买一升麦子刚好你一个人吃。
So, during
一个人的食量饭量。
The times of the apostles, if you were a white collar worker, you earned a denarius during a day and you could purchase one quart of wheat.
做出工的。
But for those who work harder blue-collar jobs,
你就买三升大麦。
You can buy only three quarts of barley for a denarius.
吃的比较多嘛。
You will eat more.
就是说，意思就是说，你做一天工，刚好你自己吃，不管你是吃多的、吃少的，刚刚好你一个人。
But whether it's white collar or blue collar, everything you purchase is only enough for you yourself to eat, and not enough for anyone else.
副食品呢，就是这个不是主食哈，就是附带吃的油跟酒呢，不可糟蹋。
And it says here, do not harm the oil and wine, which are accessories.
我们来看阿摩斯书八章十一节。
Turn to Amos chapter 8.
好，阿摩斯书八章十一节。
Amos chapter 8, verse 11.The days are coming, declares the Sovereign Lord, when I will send a famine throughout the land, not a famine of food or thirst for water, but a famine of hearing the words of God.
好，这是一个饥荒的时代。
And this is a time of famine.
在神的国度里面，慢慢的，如果你不自己去努力，哈。你会感觉没饭吃的。
If in the kingdom of God you do not labor for your own food, you'll find that slowly you will die of starvation.
这个饥荒是神命令降下来的。
And this famine was sent by the Lord.
不是没有东西吃。
It is not a famine for a physical lack of food or water.
其实人类哈、哦、从谁啊1985年有一本书嘛哈。那个什么农场的哈，人类一直在想说哦，没有东西，没有东西。其实你看，世界是东西越多。
Just as the book The Farm, published in 1985, described that actually people are afraid that we'll run out of food. Actually, there is always food.
你看到的没有吃的，像非洲啊什么，都是很片面的。你如果去非洲久了，其实那边东西多的也很。
If you look at Africa and you think they don't have food, actually in Africa they have lots of food.
那有时候没有东西，其实是人为的，不是人为的了。
What they don't have in food is because of human interruptions to their food supply.
现在我们是这个马，我们都是以一致以属灵的角度来看。
So let's look at this from perspective of spiritual things.
最近，那以美国的神学院来讲就好了。
Just for example, from the perspective of the American theological seminaries,
第一届开始的时候是一年呢。
First
第一届毕业生是训练一年呢、啊。
That originally in our church, our theological seminary, there's only 1 year required for graduation.
哦，建宏传道他们是一年的，那时候还感觉说哦，一年太长了，有人说太长了。
So, for example, Pastor Chen, they only went through 1 year of theological seminary before they became pastors.
好，接下来那个就两年了。
Then later on, the seminary for our church became 2 years.
现在呢是三年了。
And now it is 3 years.
为什么？
Why is that?
不是老师没有教，台湾说看薄哈一样啊，但是什么样，听的人高了。
It's not because that there was things that they weren't learning. It's because now that when they'll go to different congregations, the level of the congregations are higher now, so it's harder to preach to.
台湾有一个很资深的传道说。
And there is a preacher that says this in Taiwan.
我们说初期的传道根本就是拿本圣经到处传道可以啊，
祷
告看圣经就可以。
He said in the old times when a pastor goes out, they can just take the Bible and preach anywhere.
那再来呢？训练三个月可以用三十年。
那 if they were trained for 3 months, they can preach those things for 30 years.
再来，训练一年可以用十年。
And they if they learn in seminary for 1 year, they can preach for 10 years.
因为最近我在台湾教神学院呢、啊，毕业出去三个月，他就说：“哎，兄弟啊，救命啊，已经子弹打光了。”
So when I this time I went to teach in Taiwan, I found that after 3 months of training, after only 3 months of training, they ran.
三年的训练，三个月就用光了。
After 3 years training, they ran out of materials after preaching for 3 months.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为你题目一写，他说哦，老早就知道了，听了 N 遍了。
Because if they write down the topic, then all the congregation can already predict what the content of the sermon will be.
哪有那么多新的道理啊？都是一本圣经。
It's no new material.
做的人也一样。我安息日不去也不行啊，安息日嘛，对不对？所以遵守安息日啊，去那边做什么？我听到啊，没有了。去那边只是训练温柔的耐谦卑嘛。
So all the believers go to church now. They are there not to learn new teachings, but to train themselves on the exercise of patience and gentleness.
那你就有人说哦，听到就自己饿起来了，对不对？因为你感觉叫我来讲，可能比他好很多。只是不好意思，我要训练忍耐、温柔、谦卑嘛，对不对？
So if a believer
本来想讲的是啊，忍下去啊。还是来聚会。
Believer can already predict what the content of sermon will be, and if they don't find food for themselves, then it's just an exercise of patience, endurance, and gentleness when they come to church because they are not learning anything.
这种现象不用惊奇啊。
And this is not surprising.
这是黑马时代啊。
This is the time of the black horse.
现在不要期望说每次都讲新道理啊，没有那么多新道理。
Don't expect that there will be new sermons every time you come to church.
你要看你手上有没有一钱啊。
You need to look for the denarius in your own hand.
你现在要自己有一钱才能够吃到一升麦子。
You must work with your own hands to earn the words that you need to learn.
你没有一钱，你买不到一升麦子，你自己饿了。
If you don't have a denarius, then you cannot earn the food to satisfy your soul.
这是斤斤计较的时代。
And this is a time of arguments.
也就是说，以后如果你看启示录，以后每个人都要当，不是啊？其实现在每个人都要当祭司。
Because right now, every one of us should be a kingdom of priests.
一开始啊，一章六节就讲，你受洗之后就要成为祭司。
In chapter 1 verse 6, that after you're baptized, you are now a priest.
我们一般想到祭司，你会想到谁？
When you think of priests, who do you think of?
一般都想到传道啊。
You think of the pastors.
谢谢你们，真是都是心胸宽广。
Thanks for being so broad-minded.
其实你也是祭司啊。
But actually, you are all priests.
为什么当祭司？
Why are we priests?
因为耶稣的宝血洗净。
Because we were redeemed by the blood of Christ.
每个人都要当祭司。
Every one of us are priests.
新约的祭司是每一个人。你不当祭司，如果启示录零到十一章的话，得救有问题。
If you are not a priest, then you will be stuck when it comes to chapter 11 of Revelations.
我们看最后一印了哈。
Let's look at the last seal.
这是灰色的吗？或是青色的吗？
The pale horse.
他名叫死。
His name is death.
阴符会随着他。
And Hades will follow him.
死亡跟阴符。
Death and Hades will follow him.
你想到死，你就想到魔鬼，是不是？
If you think of death, you think of Satan, don't you?
你想到阴符，就想到阴间那个什么阴符，就想到阴，就想到魔鬼，是不是？
Do you think of Hades, as hell and of Satan?
不是啊。
No.
魔鬼根本就不什么都不是。
Actually, Satan is not here at all.
全世界在神的手中。
Because the keys of Hell and Hades is in God's hands.
你看第一章十八节。
If you look at chapter 1, verse 18,
耶稣这么说。
Jesus says, I am he who lives and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And I have the keys of Hades and death.
死亡跟阴间抄在耶稣手里啊。
The key of death and Hades actually lies in Jesus' hands.
啊，不是魔鬼啊。
It is not in Satan's hands any longer.
不要老是捧魔鬼的场。
So Satan has no use for us here.
如果你看那个魔鬼哈，撒旦哈，在圣经其实用两个东西来形容他。
Satan is described in two ways by the Bible.
他是卖二手货的高手。
He is a expert in second-hand goods.
第二个，他是垃圾桶。
He is a trash bin in the Bible.
圣经里面你看，他来试探耶稣，他说。哇，这个显世界跟世界荣华怎么样？要拜一下都给你，是不是他自己制造的？不是，他说原是交付我的，所以他是二手货的。
And so when Satan came to tempt Jesus, he said, "See all these glorious things in the world. Those things were given to me, and if you bow to me, I'll give to you." But actually, he's only a possessor of second-hand goods.
那保罗在哥林多前书第五章啊。
He did not himself create these items. So in Paul says in 1 Corinthians,
那个教会哦，发生淫乱，保罗气得要命，说外邦人也没有像你们这么淫乱。
So the Paul was very angry at the sexually immoral in the church. He said even the Gentiles are not as sexually immoral as you are.
保罗说，奉耶稣人把这些人怎么样交给魔鬼撒旦。
And so Paul says in the name of Jesus.I cast all these people and turn them over.
Out, deliver.
I deliver these false believers to the.
这个字很是真的 deliver， 那个希腊语也是啊，好像你在，好像你那个垃圾桶，你家垃圾桶，你丢垃圾就要把它 deliver 下去。
So he delivers these false members to Satan as you throw out things in a trash bin.
好像你去。那个什么用 email 订东西，那个什么 USB 还是什么
UPS
deliver 东西给你一样。
It's just like UPS delivery. That term delivers is used in the same way.
这个垃圾嘛啊 ，deliver 过去。
That those members that Paul considers to be trash, he delivers them to Satan.
提摩太前书也是有两个人，一个是徐米乃，一个是亚历山大，也是保罗气得要命啊，把他们怎么样 deliver 给撒旦。
And likewise, in First Timothy, there's two people that Paul did not consider them to be of any use, also to deliver them to Satan.
So, Satan 只是垃圾桶而已啊。
And so Satan is just a trash bin.
装垃圾啊，这是不要了。
To contain all the trash from the church.
所以不用怕魔鬼，你怕魔鬼怎么样？恐怕。
So there is no reason for us to fear them.
当然，如果你怕魔鬼，神也不高兴啊。神会不高兴，对不对
？If you fear Satan, then God will not be pleased.
如果你是大哥，二十岁
，If you're
你是大哥嘛，二十岁
，Your older brother, you're 20 years old.
你一个小弟四岁上幼稚园
，And you have a younger brother 4 years old that goes to kindergarten.
你跟他一起去幼稚园
？If you go with him to the kindergarten,
他看到那个要欺负他的人
，If he sees
他就吓得要命。虽然你在旁边，他还是吓得发抖。你说，哦。你看你老大哥好像什么看不起啊，把他看扁啊，我在这里啊，你怕什么？
Just as if you're walking your little brother and the little brother's afraid of the bully, but you would remind him, look, I'm right here, I'm your older brother, I can take care of this bully for you. Don't you have any faith in me?
大哥都不高兴了，何况我们的神，万王之王，万主之主啊，你怕魔鬼。
We are an older brother, we would tell our younger brother not to be afraid. The same thing the Lord would tell us, that we are worshiping the Lord, Lord, the King of Kings, there is no reason for us to be afraid of Satan at all.
第二印大道出来。
And so the second seal came out.
第三印斤斤计较的粮食。
The scales came out in a third seal.
也就是说第三印的时候你自己要读圣经了，你不读圣经你到教会来说没有道理听。
So the third seal.
这是没有办法的。
Represents that we need to study the word of God on our own to receive manna on our own.
你一定要有那一那个什么一钱啊。
You must earn that one
手上有没有一千银子
denarius to feed our own souls.
你天天读圣经
if you read,
我们这里有天天读经嘛哈。
If you read Bible every day,
好，接下来会降下什么？
You'll be satisfied. And then next is the seal.
赐给他可以用，哦，这还没念吗？刀剑饥荒瘟疫跟野兽。
That there will be a sword, hunger, death, and beasts of the earth.
我们来看耶利米书。
Let's look at Jeremiah.
我们先来看以西结了，因为时间不短。以西结书十四章就针对这个问题来讲。以西结有十四章二十一节。
Ezekiel chapter 14.
以西结书十四章二十一节。
14 verse 21. For this is what the sovereign Lord says, how much worse would it be when I send against Jerusalem my four dreadful judgments, sword, famine, and wild beasts, and plague, to kill its men and their animals.
我们就很单纯的把旧约当成神的话语。本来就是神的话语嘛，不用想太多了。
So a simple faith considered the Old Testament to be a word of God.
神要将四样大灾降下来。
And God will send four major judgments.
降在哪里？
And where will he send them?
不是外邦地。
Not on the Gentile lands.
不是拜偶像的人。
And it's not to the idol worshippers.
而是降在耶路撒冷。
But to his sons and daughters.
如果把这个移到新约，用属灵眼光来看。
And so,With this perspective, as we consider revelations in the New Testament,
刀剑饥荒恶兽瘟疫
sword, famine, wild beasts, and plague,
四大神降的灾
these are the four disasters,
降在哪里
from the Lord, where will it be sent to?
旧约就是神的选民、神的百姓、神祭祀的中心，哪里？耶路撒冷。
So,
这里是这样子的。
God sent it to Jerusalem, his own people, his own chosen people.
那在启示录同样的也是一样哦，刀剑饥荒恶兽瘟疫一样的东西。
And so Revelations, God sends the same judgments against us.
那我们就来看那刀剑，第二印已经已讲过了嘛，大刀就是刀剑嘛，对不对
？So we see the second seal, which is the sword.
只是第四印的时候，第四嘛把第二三集起来，又多了两样。
So in the fourth seal, it accumulates the judgments which would include the sword, death, and beasts of the earth.
那第二印呢？我们也知道动刀兵是什么？主耶稣让他不太平，动刀兵了。
So we know the sword means division, unrest, and conflict.
饥荒也是神命饥荒降下来的。
Famine is also sent by God.
那接下来就是瘟疫跟那个什么恶兽了。
Then the rest is the death, which is pestilence, and then beasts of the earth.
当然在旧约里面，你看那个耶利米书啦，还有以赛亚书啦，那个这四个就是刀剑、饥荒、瘟疫、野兽，常常出现的。
So if you read the Old Testament, these four things, sword, famine, plague, and death is a beast, occur over and over again.
有时候是一样，有时候两样，有时候三样。
Sometimes it sends two, three, or four items.
那以西结束这里是四个全项。
And Ezekiel mentions four plagues.
好，那我们就讲第三个了，瘟疫啦。
And so we can discuss the third one, which is pestilence.
提摩太后书二章七节。
Turn to 2 Timothy.
二章十七节。
Verse 11.
这个是就是讲那个错误的道理。
And this is the false teaching. 2 Timothy chapter 2.
错误的道理好像瘟疫啊。
That the false teachings are just like pestilence.
十七节。
十七节。
会传染的。
Their teaching will spread like gangrene. Among them are Hymenaeus and Philetus.
所以，当然感谢神，我们真耶稣教会啊，白马一直在跑。
Thank God, and our Church's White Horse continues its course.
所以有时候 在历史上面有一些人有不同的，不是从圣经来的道理，都会消失掉。
Although there may be heretical or perverted teachings that appear in the church, but oftentimes it is eliminated quickly.
但是如果你不小心被染上了，有如果你看整个的真相，从开始到现在，有很多人怎么样，因为瘟疫死掉的。
You can see that many people through false teachings have died along the way.
在道理上面。
In that is in pestilence or in false teachings that they've learned.
那接下来就是那个什么野兽了。
And then following the fourth plague is the wild beasts.
这个我讲的是不好意思就是了。
So I'm embarrassed to admit this.
为什么？
What do I mean?
我可能是这个野兽的最佳人选。
Wild beasts could refer to someone like me.
越是在教会有讲话机会的人，当野兽或是越容易。
The person who speaks often at a church is the greatest likelihood of becoming a wild beast.
越是有领导的，越是能够讲话的，他有可能，可能性越大。不是说一定啊，如果讲这样就不对了。
The possibility or the risk for someone who is a spiritual leader or a speaker at church to be a wild beast is always there.
所以我先要检讨自己啊，但是所以讲小声一点。
I will examine myself, so I will speak softly.
但是神的道理也不得不讲嘛。
But we need to still speak the word of God.
耶利米书十章二十一节。
Let's look at Jeremiah.
十章二十一节。
10:21.
他这边说牧人成了畜类。
That the shepherd has become a wild beast.
所以谁是畜类呢？
So who are the wild beasts?
就是我们再看，这是旧约了哈。
This is in the Old Testament.
我们看新约。
We see the New Testament as well.
彼得后书二章十二节。
Second Peter.
彼得后书二章十二节。
Chapter 2, verse 12. But these men blaspheme in matters they do not understand. They are like brute beasts, creatures of instinct, born only to be caught and destroyed. And like beasts, they too will perish.
你看，一直讲这是什么？野兽，野兽啊！
So the beasts are referring to these false teachers.
这就是野兽了。
And these are the
罗大树十节也是有这样说的。
And Jude, verse 10 also says the same thing.
那这些都会发生在教会里面。
And these can possibly happen in church as well.
所以如果这个教会有人因为被野兽咬了，自己要服自己要怎么样？求主怜悯，服自己服伤啊，求神让你伤口好。如果被咬死了，那就很。死了就没有办法了。
And if there's a member that has been attacked by a wild beast, you need to ask God to help you heal those wounds. But if you have been bitten to death, then there is no hope.
讲到这里，也是我们互相勉励，不要因为别人而跌倒。
And so here we encourage one another, never let your faith fall because of someone else.
这我们常常会讲的。
And this will often remind each other.
但是我们也常常会被影响。
But a lot of times we are affected by what other members do to us.
你被野兽咬了。
When you're bitten by a beast.
你气的气死了。
You will be so furious.
你说怎么可以这样子？
You say, how can this person do this to
me? 后来你真的气死了。
And so you are so angry, actually you die spiritually.
你下地狱了。
And then you go to hell.
你没有办法再怎么样？救不活了，没有办法。
You're unable to revive your faith.
所以刀剑饥荒瘟疫野兽会杀地上的四分之一的人。
And so these four plagues, sword, famine, wild beasts, pestilence,
当然
destroy one fourth of the world.
启示录里面有两种人。
And there's two different types of people in Revelation.
一种是地上的人。
One is the earthly people.
一种是天上的人。
And second kind is the heavenly people.
刚刚我们讲过，其实我们都要当天上人。
And we are all heavenly citizens.
如果你是属地上人。
If you belong to the earth.
就会死掉了。
Then you will perish.
被刀杀。
You will be killed by swords.
饥荒饿死。
You will die from famine.
被瘟疫感染。
You will be plagued by pestilence.
被野兽给咬了。
You will be devoured by wild beasts.、
所以这是很可惜的。
And this will be a loss.
这是我们可能还没有到那个时候了。
So maybe we have not encountered that yet.
但是以后如果照圣经，应该会有这样的时候。
But in accordance to the Bible, we will probably encounter such.
接下来第五印来的时候就更厉害了，哀哀叫了，受不了了。这个
fifth seal is even more serious.
第六印开的时候，你看到第六印哈。
And then when you see the sixth seal,
是大地那个地震啊，大地震。
There's cosmic disturbances like great earthquakes.
这个时候不只是地震了，大地震了。
This is a major earthquake.
其实地震的开始是吹号，这个是第八章的事情。
And the beginning of the earthquakes is actually the beginning of the trumpets, which is in chapter 8.
第六印你看已经天花乱坠，不是天上的星星乱了，就是乱了。这是第六印，其实就是主耶稣所讲的末时的那个景况了。
And so the sixth seal is describing the end times that Jesus referred to, the major catastrophes on earth.
第六印已经那个时候神把那个天地卷起来了。
On the sixth seal, the Lord rolls up the heavens and earth.
刚开始哈，神是铺张大地。
At the beginning, first,
神创造大地，好像把大地铺开来一样。
God rolled out the heavens and the earth.
我每次都想到我念大学的时候，那个忠孝台北忠孝东路那里有一个路桥，那时候还有卖地摊的哈，他用那个布哈，看警察没有来摆下去，啊，警察来他说怎么样，锁起来就跑了。
So when I was little,
当然不可以比了哈。
I see the street vendors, they will roll out their carpets and wares when the police is not here, and when the police comes, they'll roll it back. And this reminds me of that.
创世纪神。
So in Genesis, God rolls out his creation.
到最后呢，神不卖了，所以说回家了。
By the very end, God rolls it up and puts it away.
我们唱诗。
Let's sing him.
390首。
390.
谢谢啊，超过一点时间。